This is the Break Free Podcast with Ashley Winston, where we talk about all things faith, business, and life. Ashley Winston is a multi-passionate entrepreneur, international speaker, author, and business advisor. Let's join her as she begins.
In the last three episodes of the Break Free Podcast, we journeyed back in time with an oldie but good series on faith, and I received a decent amount of questions from you all about just about my journey in faith. And so I did my best for today's episode to share the answers to those questions and kind of consolidate it all into one teaching. And in the Unstoppable Network mentorship community, we have a thread in there called Podcast Chatter. And in that thread, we gather to discuss the takeaways from each episode. And after listening to Faith 101, Aligning Your Self-Image for Breakthrough and Abundance, one of the members of our community asked me this question. She said, during your journey, you mentioned the importance of meditating on the Word of God. What were other ways you kept yourself encouraged along the way? I found that this was a longer answer than I expected. And so I'm just going to kind of go through some of the things that kept me encouraged on my journey along the way as I was believing God and growing in God and sometimes standing for specific promises that God revealed to me that he had for me. So let's just jump right in here. The first thing I want to say is, you know, as it relates to staying and keeping yourself encouraged, I think what helped me was making where I was going more real than where I was in the moment. And when I say that, I mean that let's back up for a minute. First of all, you have to get a revelation of where God is taking you, okay? I got that revelation in a season in my life, and God's taking you multiple places, right? So it's when I say where he's taking you, yes, I'm talking about destiny, but in the season of life you're in, it could just be what's next for you. And God started to speak to me. I started to fast and just recognize that God was calling me deeper in him. And I started, you know, fasting more regularly. And as I was fasting and praying, God started to reveal to me what he had in mind and where he was taking me. So the first thing about staying encouraged is, where are you going? I think it's hard to stay encouraged when you don't know what's happening, when you're confused about what God is revealing to you. So one of the ways I was able to stay encouraged on my journey was I was clear about what God was revealing to me. And that helped me stay motivated and endure whatever I saw in the process. So that's the first thing I would ask myself if you're listening today and you feel like you need encouragement in your journey of faith with the Lord. Do you have clarity? Where are you headed? What's next? Because God has amazing plans, and if you really get a load of what he has for you, it'll be exciting. God is an exciting God. He has exciting plans, adventurous plans that he wants to fulfill in our lives, and so that will be encouraging all on its own. But in addition to that, I decided to transform my current reality to align with the future I envisioned. So I had to make changes to anything that didn't align with the vision that God was revealing to me was available to me through grace by faith. Okay. So for example, you know, there were certain friends or relationships I had, they really weren't a match for what God was revealing. So I had to make some adjustments there. I mean, even down to foods I was eating and clothes I was wearing, I started to just ask myself, do I see a future in this? Where I'm currently serving or working, is there a future for me here? If the answer was no, then I had to start making some different decisions. Purchases. Do I see a future? Are these clothes that I see a future in? Are these foods that are going to provide longevity? Do I see a future with this, you know, this diet that I have, right? When I say diet, I mean like a weight loss diet. I mean just my everyday eating in general. Do I see a future? And if I couldn't honestly say yes without a doubt, then I had to move around. I had to make some different decisions. And so some were easier than others, but at the end of the day, that's what I had to do to keep myself encouraged and keep myself focused on where I was going, okay? And I had to continue to feed my world with imagery to support that vision. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to stay in faith. So anything that was contrary, people who were speaking negatively, people who really couldn't catch what God was revealing to me, I just started to move differently and move in a different direction with people who had the capacity to support and speak life into what God was revealing to me. Okay. And anything that was contrary or opposing the vision that God gave me, I started to eliminate, even if they were things that I was doing or habits that I had. And when I felt like situations or people were pulling me from my past, then I had to start limiting access as well, because God had already revealed to me, and he also says in his word, right, there wasn't anything for me in the past. The past was done. He was doing a new thing. It was already sprouting forth. So I needed to come into agreement with that thing. Okay. And that's how I did it, by beginning to shape my world to say, yes, this meal, this diet, this meal plan agrees with what you're revealing to me. These friends agree with what you're revealing to me. These habits agree with what you're revealing to me. And that started to encourage me, because the more I did that, the more I began to see my world transform and move in the direction of what he promised and told me that he had predestined for me to do and where he had predestined me to be. Okay. And then as I explained a little bit of that, of course, the shorter version of that in our thread called Podcast Chatter in the Community, I got the question, well, where did all of that intel come from? How did I know what to do? Well, I was led. The Word of God says that they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we hear that scripture, but I don't know if we have a revelation of what that means. So, you know, the Spirit of God was revealing. It's revelation knowledge. It was revealing to me as I went what I needed to do, what I needed to cut out, what places I needed to stop going to, because the Spirit of God, he's already at the end. So he's navigating your journey based off the end result, based off the outcome, based off where he's taking you. So you have to participate with that and trust that he knows better than you. So as God was revealing and illuminating the end, literally from the beginning, I started to cooperate with that. Now, you know, in real time, I know it ruffled a lot of feathers because people didn't know what God was revealing to me. But I had to just trust God and keep it moving. And you have to do that too if you're going to get to the place that he predestined you to be in and receive the promises that he already predestined for you. Everybody's not gonna get it. So that's another part of staying encouraged, is just understanding that everybody's not gonna get it, because everybody's not you. Everybody's not there when God is revealing to you what's next. Everybody's not there when God is revealing, you know, the vision that he has for your life to you. And so you've got to be okay with people not getting it, whether that's family, whether that's friends, whether that's church people or whoever. And you've got to be able to be confident enough to move forward in whatever it is that he's showing you. Because if you let a lot of, you know, a lot of discouragement in from other people who don't have the vision, then you're not going to be able to carry it. Okay. So you have to, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, but you've got to really cultivate your inner circle and really consider who's there, because that has a major part to play in you being able to get where you're trying to go. Okay. The Bible says that he, the Spirit of truth, will guide you into all truth. So the Holy Spirit was guiding me into the truth of what I needed to do. The Holy Spirit was guiding me into the truth of who people were and where they needed to be in my life, how much access they needed to have, or whatever type of, you know, game of musical chairs, so to speak, I needed to play in order to get that right fit so that I could thrive, you know? So that's what I hope this is helping somebody. So that's what I would say as it relates to the beginning part of that question. And even, like I said, it boiled down, even down to things that I was consuming. You know, your destiny has a diet. There were things that I was eating before that I no longer eat that are not a part of my lifestyle now. Well, it has to do with where God is taking me, the amount of energy I need. You know, carrying the word of God and prophetically ministering to people takes a lot of energy, more than you might realize if you're unfamiliar with this life. But it takes a lot of energy to pour into people all day and then create. And then, you know, I'm in business as well. So there were some habits and things I had to adjust in order to have the energy, in order to have the cognitive capacity, the endurance that I needed just in a regular day. So there were a lot of things that began to shift. It's kind of funny. My team, we went on a coffee fast for 30 days because God was revealing to multiple people that we needed to come off the caffeine a little bit. And well, maybe a lot of it, maybe a lot of it. So anyway, with that being said, you know, at the end of 30 days, we were introduced to Magic Mind, which is a sort of energy wellness. I call it a wellness shot because that's really what it is. I knew there was no coincidence that that happened. I knew it was God getting my attention. Like, why don't you try something different? Why don't you switch it up a little bit? And I'm so thankful I did because I really enjoyed those Magic Mind wellness shots. They have so many amazing ingredients in them. And you still get that kick that coffee gives you. But because I'm already high energy and I have a lot going on, I really don't need that much of a kick. But I still get something with the Magic Mind wellness shot. And, you know, it has lion's mane in it, which I'm a huge fan of, which is a superfood, and ashwagandha, which really helps with sleep. And I think it's been around, honestly, since forever. It's been medicinally used, I think, since like 6,000 BC. It's literally 8,000 years old. And we're still using it. It still works. And of course, matcha. There's so many benefits to matcha. If you're listening and you're into, you know, wellness shots, or that sounds interesting, or maybe God's telling you that you need to kind of limit your coffee intake and you want to do something different, just check the show notes because I have a discount code that you can use, BREAKFREE20, to try out Magic Mind. And I think you should. I really, like I said, I really enjoy it. And let me know what you think. I want to hear what you think about it as well. But there were so many different things that I had to switch up. And that really kept me encouraged because I saw God meeting me every time that I would obey and do what he was revealing to me. Another thing that I want to talk about is when you are, you know, walking by faith, because I got a lot of questions about this too. It's like, how do you walk by faith and not be delusional, right? Because, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it's not seen, but there's evidence. Here's the thing that helped me. It goes back to, what is God revealing to you that grace has made available to and for you? For example, if God hasn't revealed to you that you're a gymnast, then you probably should focus on something else, okay? In order to walk by faith, you need to understand what God has revealed to you, what is for you. I think sometimes we're trying to walk by faith and believe God for things that haven't been revealed, and that puts us in a place of being delusional because we're not in agreement with what the Spirit of God has already predestined for our lives, for our businesses, for our marriages, for our ministries. So that's what we need to think about, okay? Because, you know, there's a lot of people walking around saying they believe they receive, but the circumstances haven't changed. Hello? They haven't changed. So when we keep saying we believe we receive or this and that, but nothing about our situation is different, we need to take inventory of what's really going on. You know, I like to use the story in 2 Kings about the lady with the pot of oil who was in debt. This episode is not really supposed to be about finances, but that story in 2 Kings, I think it's 2 Kings 4, really is a recipe for debt cancellation. Maybe I'll teach it in April for Financial Literacy Month. But If you're not familiar, this woman's in debt. You know, she has her two sons. Her husband's deceased, and the creditors are basically, you know, coming after her type of thing. She needs to pay her debts. Otherwise, she's going to die. And the prophet comes to her door, knows her scenario. You know, the prophet basically comes like, what do you have in your house? Essentially, how can I help you get out of debt? And she says, I don't have anything except a small jar of olive oil. And the prophet tells her, okay, go around and ask your neighbors for empty jars, as many as you can, and pour oil into all the jars when you get back. And as each is filled, put, you know, basically put it to the side. And she kept pouring the oil. A miracle was performed, right? Oil kept pouring into all of the jars she had until she didn't have any jars. And I think about this story as it relates to today's, I'll just say, average Christian or average believer. It's like, if the prophet, I think sometimes what happens is God sends the prophet to you, but the discernment is not there to know that that's the prophet, number one. And number two, are you telling the truth? Because I think a lot of people would have been like, if the prophet said, what do you have in your house? You would be like, well, I've got all the oil. I got oil. I got eggs. I got cake batter, you know, like whatever it is. You have everything versus just telling the truth. I don't have it. See, sometimes your miracle when you're believing God by faith is connected to your honesty. And I think that's why sometimes we're stuck in the middle, because we're not honest about where we are and we think it's faith, but it's delusion. I don't know if this is helping anybody. I'm saying that she's in faith. She's still in faith because she told the truth. She told the prophet what she had and followed his instructions by faith, but she didn't fake it and act like she had it all ready. See, there's a difference, because what if the prophet came to the door and she said, I have this, I have that, you know, I've got the oil, I've got the, you know, just whatever, just doing the most. She would have missed out on the miracle that was already predestined for her to get out of debt. So as it relates to staying encouraged, what I want to say is sometimes we end up in calamity because we're not honest about our scenario when God sends people to help us. We're not discerning this is our help. We turn them away, whether it's because of pride, whether it's because we don't want to be honest about our situation, and we end up stuck in a scenario that we could have been delivered out of if we would have just opened our mouth and said, all I have is a small jar of olive oil. You see what I'm saying? That will get you encouraged, because if you open up your mouth and then you go get the jars or whatever the prophetic instructions are that were given to you, and you come back and you see the oil overflowing, oh yeah, that's encouraging. So that's how you can stay encouraged, because God's going to meet you there. So when you see results, that will encourage you. But sometimes we're discouraged because we're not cooperating. We're not cooperating with the Spirit of God. We're not cooperating with our help. You know, the prophetic comes to rescue you. But when the prophetic comes, if you deny it, you turn it away, you can't be rescued. You can't be rescued. So that's another part of staying encouraged. I think that helped me. I was open. I was open to who God sent to help me. I was willing to say, I have this, but I ain't got that. I got this, but I don't have that. I was honest, and in my honesty and in my humility, God continued to meet my need, because God supplies need. But if you act like you don't have a need, what can he supply? Right? My God shall supply all of your needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But if you act like you don't have a need, then you, in a sense, you block them out. You block out the supernatural. And without the supernatural, you're not going to see many results. And that's discouraging. That's the way I kept myself encouraged. I was honest about what I had and what I didn't have. And I was open to instruction, no matter what the relationship was of the person or whoever God sent to deliver me, to help me. I was open. It kept me encouraged, because when I was open, I would see the result. I would see the breakthrough. I would see the miracle, the miraculous take place. I would see things happen that I know I could not do. And that was encouraging. And it kept me going. Okay. I hope that helps somebody. So, yeah, because if she was delusional when the prophet came to the door and said, oh, I got it all together. I got all the cake mix and all the oil and all the eggs and all the bread and all the, and had nothing. Hello? Sometimes that's the problem. That's the problem. Sometimes it's okay to express your limitation. Mm-hmm. That's how you get over the hump. Another thing that kept me encouraged was my circle. And I think that we sometimes believe that this is going to happen, but I was very, meaning it's going to happen organically. Sometimes it does, but I think it's important to be intentional about who's in your circle. And I just had to vet some people out. It's very simple. I had to figure out who could really be trusted and who couldn't based off what God was revealing to me. And sometimes you just need to sit back and see how quickly things come back to you that you told people. You just need to sit back and just watch them work, because they're out here working. Just watch them work. And once you realize, okay, this person doesn't have the capacity to handle this, or this person doesn't have the character, then you have to move around. I think God reveals these things to us, but we don't listen. We're like, I don't see you, God. I don't see that. And we just keep going with it until disaster breaks out on every side. And then we're like, oh, God, I got to get out of here. Or I got to make some changes. So, you know, a lot of people are, when you don't have this type of circle, you don't have this type of trust, you end up, you know, a lot of people say, oh, move in silence. And I don't think you really need to move in silence, but you just need to move with people you trust. So I think it's important to do the work of discovering who those people are. And of course, becoming a trustworthy person yourself, because I think you attract who you are, not what you want. I'll say that again. I think you attract who you are, not what you want. So you may want this type of friend, but are you that type of friend? You may want this type of spouse. Are you that type of spouse? I think it's important to be honest about your own character and where you are and places where you need to grow. And so that was something else that I really put a lot of energy into, and that kept me encouraged on my journey. And it still does. It's just like focusing on what I need to grow in, focusing on what God is revealing to me. God's going to do what he said he's going to do. And I would always think about, well, as he does that, or when he does that, who am I going to be? Meaning, are you the person who can maintain the promise? I was focused on developing myself for where I was headed, and I learned whatever I needed to know in regards to cultivating my own character and developing my relational capacity for what God was revealing to me, the types of moves he wanted me to make. And I think a lot of times we focus on the promise, but we don't focus on becoming the person who can maintain it. For example, what do I mean? I think the mindset a lot of times is, I'm believing for this, or I'm believing for a house, but we don't think about who we need to be in order to steward the house we believed for, okay? Things like that. So I would just focus on doing my part so that when the promise revealed itself, I'm not fumbling the ball because I wasn't prepared. You know, a lot of women come to me talking about they want to be in a relationship. They want a husband. I'm like, okay, you believe God for a husband. You have one. Now what? What you gonna make for dinner? What you wearing to bed? You know, like, how do you manage your money? Okay. Like, stuff like that. So he's going to do what he said. It's done. All of his promises to you are yes and amen. But once you get the promise, don't sabotage it. Don't sabotage it because you weren't prepared. Because, you know, the Bible says after you've suffered a while, he will establish you. Okay. So you suffer a while, he establishes you. But did you learn while you were suffering? Because if you didn't learn while you were suffering, once he establishes you, whatever you didn't learn will be in that establishment. It's going to be there because you didn't learn. So it's something to consider. It's like, okay, think about it. If it's already done, who do I need to be to maintain it? That's important. So it's like, don't just focus on becoming a homeowner, but develop the stewardship and the behaviors to keep the house. so that you know when you have it, you're not in trouble because you haven't developed. I think sometimes we're just so churchy, but we're underdeveloped. So we know all the scriptures, but we don't have a budget. Hello? We believe we received, but we're spending too much money. I was going to use a certain store. I'm not giving any shout outs, but I was going to say, but we're overspending. So we have to get in reality about these things because God cares about stewardship. Yes, he wants you to know the word. Yes, he wants you to confess the word. Yes, he wants you to walk by faith. And he also wants you to be a good steward. And he also wants you to, you know, to be trusted. He wants to be able to get things through you. I hope that helps somebody there. Faith sees. Faith sees. So if you're in faith, you'll prepare for what you see. That's how you can determine whether or not you're in faith. The Bible talks about examining yourself to see whether or not you're in the faith or of the faith. It's like, think about it. If you are in faith, you'll be preparing. So if you're not preparing, are you really in faith? Okay, so whatever that promotion is, whatever that job is, well, if God revealed to you that it's yours, what are you reading to prepare for that role? What are you doing now? What are you researching now so that you can transition smoothly into your next? These are some of the things that encouraged me in my process of just growing in God and believing him and receiving his promises by faith. And I get a lot of questions about how I stayed encouraged, but I just think you don't really have a lot of time to be kind of discouraged or down when you're focused on serving others. I think that helps too. When you're focused on developing, you get so consumed with what he's revealing to you and who he has you serving that there's not much time for a pity party. I'm not saying I never had moments where I felt down, but it was honestly hard to stay there because I was consumed with purpose. And even now it's like that. I know I can remember in my journey, I'd be like, I'm so sad today. I'm just going to be depressed today. And then like an hour later, I'm up already going, you know, moving, shaking and moving and shaking. Well, that's because my mind is was renewed to that. And when you have the word of God in you and you are really walking with him like that, it's hard to What I'm saying is hard to live and operate in a way that's contrary to that truth. These are just a couple of touch points from our Throwback Faith series. And you guys, I can tell based off the responses I received, you really enjoyed those episodes. And so did I listening back. Thank God for growth. God is good. If you have questions or you ever want to reach out to me, you can always email me at support@breakfreebeunstoppable.com. But I hope you got something out of today's episode. And until next time.
Thank you so much for listening to the Break Free Podcast. Remember, this is the place where we show up, tell the truth, and do the work so that we can live God's best for our lives. Until next time.